produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
Dear Heavenly Father, I come to you as humbly as I know how, Lord, just asking you, Lord, to just touch those that can't render up a prayer for themselves on today, Lord. Those that are dealing with disappointment, those that are dealing with grief, those that are dealing with frustration. Lord, those that are just seeking for answers to whatever prayers that they have rendered up on today, Lord God. Lord, I'm just asking you to allow them to have the faith the size of a mustard seed, Lord God, to know that you sit high and you look low, Lord God, and that one day they'll be able to rejoice, Lord God, and see that you are God all by yourself, and just know that you are able to keep them from falling, no matter what it is that they may be going through, no matter what may be troubling them. In Jesus' name, amen. So great day to each and every one of you. Natasha Allen here with Nurture by Natasha, here to help you to cultivate that healthy lifestyle while taking time to put the mask on you. So welcome to each and every one of you. I'm super excited to be here with you here on this great, fine, amazing day. And so today I want to talk to you about the power of prayer for better days ahead. Prayer is one thing that definitely can keep you definitely connected to the source, along with having your faith. But prayer is one thing that you can have that personal relationship with God, right? In the midst of reading your Bibles and all of that great things. And so for many years, prayer is one thing that really, really have others to have those relationships with God and to have that telepathy relationship. Even sometimes when you can't say a word, he knows. He sits high and he looks low. And so for many this year, even begin with resolutions, right? Many of us have resolutions and may not even have solutions to even solve the things that may have weighed us down from last year. You had dreams, you had plans, you had ambitions for so many things that we wanted to do. And still, you know, no one really knows really which way to turn, but we do know who holds out tomorrow, right? And presently, for many of these hopes have become lost, they've become abandoned, and even some of us have thrown them away. The replacements of grief, disappointment, and frustration. And so one defining quality of the Christian life is prayer. I love prayer. Many of us growing up, you know, we may have said, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Or maybe you even said, now I lay me down to sleep. I pray the Lord my soul to keep. Whatever it was that your prayer was in the midst of growing up, right? It doesn't always have to be that prayer. Your prayer can be that personal conversation, the same way you talk to your friends, the same way that you want to express, maybe even sometimes the same way that you write in your journal. When you look at the book of 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, 16 through 18, it says, rejoice always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for us in Christ Jesus. And so it didn't say just half of the time. Or some of the circumstances, it say rejoice always, pray continuously, and give thanks. And so oftentimes, even sometimes when we don't see the full staircase, we still give him thanks and reverence, because with breath in our bodies, activities of our limbs, right? Someone is somewhere where they can't even utter a word. Someone is somewhere where they don't feel like they want to rejoice, right? So through prayer, we can present an alternative for how to live when life doesn't go as we plan. And that happens to many of us, right? No matter how strong your faith is, no matter the obstacles and things that you go through, no matter that you sit on the third pew from the front, no matter how close of a connection you have with the bishop, the apostle, or the trustee, right? And so prayer provides us an opportunity to thank God and make requests of him as we progress through life. So when those around us, Christian or otherwise, are tempted to trade in their hopes for something less, we can respond with prayer, right? Sometimes people have that denial that I'm not going to keep praying, right? We have to continue to be that beacon of light. And how we do that is that when we lift up our prayers and we render up our prayers to God and he begins to work in our life, we become that test that they have been seeing all along throughout their life and just never seeing the light, right? To know that there's a testimonial in what it is that God provides each and every day. And so we have a choice as a role model for others in praying on their behalf. And so today, if your faith is a little weary, and I always bring up that word faith because it goes hand in hand with prayer, it goes hand in hand with so many things, right? And so we have a choice. We have a choice as role models. We're like God's angels down here on earth, that when others' faith in their light gets a little bit dim, that we can pray on their behalf. We can render up a prayer. In the Bible, it tells us where two or more are gathered. And so even if that person, that their faith is a little bit dim, and they had a conversation with you in their private time or vented to you for whatever reason that may be going on and that may be troubling them, or maybe even that person that you know deep down inside of looking into their eyes that there's some pain that they just haven't told their story about. Oftentimes, we don't need to know what it is that someone's going through, so just to render up a prayer. And so we have that choice as the role model to be that beacon of light, to continue to stand in the gap for them. So we decide to pray in spite of the suffering for those around us that face, because having hope for better days is not a foolish endeavor, right? It's not a foolish endeavor. We know and we have seen signs over and over and over again of keeping the faith, of things that could happen and keeping the faith. Look at Daniel when he was in the lion's den, right? He kept the faith. That lion could have tore him to shreds. Moses, he had faith in the midst of when God had him to put every type of species, animals, whatever, on that ark. Many probably thought that it was a foolish endeavor, of that you're getting all of these people together for what? The world is ending. And still today, we know that the world will end, right? God will come back. And we'll still have some foolish people that probably will still think that it's crazy and still not believe in God and all of the things that he do and can provide for them. But all we can do is pray in spite of the suffering, right? Pray in spite of their suffering, right? Some people lack and perish because of knowledge. And so knowledge is power. And some people are just not ready to receive that because where they are. But we have to love them anyway. So instead of rushing for the years to be over, we can learn how to thrive right now where we are and hoping for good days to come, right? So here are some great, amazing tips and tools that I want to share with you to definitely to help you to know that better days are coming, right? Better days are coming. And so the first thing that I want to share with you is a prayer for peace. A prayer for peace. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ. And that's Philippians chapter 4, verse 7, right? And so his peace will pass us all understanding. And so it's super important to know that his peace will keep you. It will keep you in perfect peace, even sometimes when you want to fall apart. I remember when my mom passed, you know, of seeing her over the last 3 years before she transitioned, you know, it was one thing that, you know, of how is this going to really affect me once she transitioned. It was just a matter of when. And it's a matter of when for all of us, right? It's not an if, right? Because we are just here in a holding cell, as I tell everyone. We're here just in a holding cell. And so some people, for the thought of tomorrow, it scares them. But to know that you know that you know that your parents have went to church and they studied their Bible and they've did everything human possible to get up there, to get to those golden gates. It gives me much peace of knowing that. And so knowing where your loved one is going, you know, it gives you that sense of peace, or that prayer for peace. And sometimes we have to speak that prayer of peace over ourselves in the things that we want. And sometimes, you know, we can always state what it is we're going to do and not really knowing how it's going to turn out. But he knows, right? So that's all that's important. The second thing is a prayer for love, a prayer for love. And truly, truly, this world needs a lot of love. And so if you look in your Bibles to Mark chapter 12, verse 31, the second is this: love your neighbor as yourself. There is no commandment greater than these. And so even loving your neighbor, right? Sometimes you can have the worst neighbor there is. And sometimes you just like, Lord, when are they going to move? They're the worst neighbors ever. Maybe it may be a neighbor that's on your pew that sits in church. Maybe it may be a neighbor in your community. Maybe it just may be that neighbor in your family, right? And so, you know, love your neighbor as you love yourself. There is no commandment greater than these. And that's Mark 12, chapter 12, verse 31. And so, you know, sometimes we got to hug people. Some people haven't had a hug, right? And so if you haven't read the book, a great, great read is The Love Languages, a love language book. That is a great, great book to read, of knowing your love language. Everyone has a love language, right? Maybe your love language may be touch. Maybe it may be things of affirmation. Maybe it may be acts of kindness, acts of gifts. You know, what are your love languages? And so definitely take some time in your quiet time to definitely look up to see what are your love languages, right? It could be more than one, and sometimes it may vary from day to day. We all have different love languages that we have. And then there's a prayer against fear. Some of us, we fear so much that we even fear the shadow of our own selves, right? And so in Psalms, I love the book of Psalms. Love the books of Psalms from beginning to end. So Psalms chapter 62, verse 8, it say, trust in him at all times. You people, pour out your hearts to him, for God is our refuge. And I'm so glad that he's our refuge, right? And you should be as well, because, you know, he will help you. And knowing that for me tomorrow, sometimes I can't help but be afraid. Sometimes, you know, it's a natural instinct. Sometimes we grow weary and wondering what will happen in the world and what will happen in this country, what new calamity we will face tomorrow, right? But we don't even hold tomorrow, but we're worrying about what will happen in tomorrow. What will tomorrow bring, right? The songwriter says, I don't know about tomorrow, but all I know is about today. And so, you know, even in the midst, keep pressing forward, keep pressing for the mark. And so sometimes we may ask to please help me to maintain my trust in you, even in the midst of my fears. Please help me to remember all the ways you have supported me throughout my life until this point. Sometimes we got to reflect back on those things. Help me not to forget all that you have done. Lord, you are my refuge, right? And so we have to remember the things and all the challenges and all the unforeseen challenges, right? To myself and others spiritually, emotionally, physically, and all of that. It's so much that we don't even see. You know, just think of just walking down the street or going to the store or even just riding along in your car, right? Many of us, we have auto insurance, but we don't anticipate an accident to happen. But just think of all the amazing things that he has kept us from. Of the things that that will really blow your mind, and an amazing thing that, you know, wow, you know, you have kept me from that, God. What if that would have happened to me? I wouldn't be here to be that vessel that could help someone else. So he has us here for a purpose. So I'm not afraid that I have nothing to hope in anymore, right? And so you have a lot of hope because he has already shown you, right? Laying down and going to sleep in your castles every night, right? It may not be the best castle that you may want, or it may be the castle of your dream home. And, you know, even if we get these dream homes that we want and we remodel and do things that we want, as humans, we still want more, right? Over time, we want more. I can see you chuckling. Me, you know, you want more. It's always that more that you want, or to change some things over time. But when you really, really look, you have a roof over your head, you have shoes on your feet, you have clothes on your back. It may not be the things that we want, but he has kept us. He has kept us, right? Some of us, we go to bed in fear. Cast fear away. Cast fear away in the midst of the things that it really doesn't mean you. And so say a prayer for restoration, a prayer of restoration. And so you can read the book of Isaiah chapter 40, 31. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. And so, you know, renew your strength. Renew your strength in him every day. Every day. Each and every day. And as you renew your strength each and every day, you'll get stronger and stronger. So this season I have experienced, you know, some things that have happened in my family. Relationship loss, right? Whether it's a personal relationship, whether it's your job. And sometimes even some of us have even lost our faith, right? The news keep telling you that things are going wrong. And, you know, sometimes we got to turn that television off. Sometimes we got to turn the radio off of those negative thinkings of, yes, it could be factual things that could be going on. But what about the positive that's going on in your world? What about the positive things, right? And so sometimes we get so caught up in what's the wrong that we forget about the good that he gives us. That prayer of restoration every day. In times like these, we think of your servant Job, of how the seasons of his life he lost, and how lost a lot, family, friends, possessions, jobs, even stricken with sicknesses, right? And so in the end, though you restored him, you renew his strength. He renews your strength each and every day. So look upon your servant and your mercy and your favor. And we ask God to keep your eyes focused on you. Keep his eyes focused. Keep our eyes focused on him. As we ask you to either restore what has been lost or help me to find something new, something greater in the end. And so sometimes we got to have that prayer with him. It's important, that prayer for restoration, and get down on bended knee. Get that war room, right? That quiet space, whether it's your car, whether it's your closet, whether it's lying in your bed. Find that time to communicate with him, to commune with him, right? It's super important to definitely to do that. It is super important to do that. And the other thing is a prayer of gratitude, a prayer of gratitude. If you look in 1 Chronicles chapter 16, verse 34, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. I'm going to read that again. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good and his love endures forever. That's 1 Chronicles 16, chapter 16, verse 34. And so tell him how much you thank him. Even for the things unseen, as we already shared and talked about. Through my days that I feel anxieties and maybe depression that are troubling me, I give thanks for knowing that this difficult season won't last always. While suffering in the glories of the seasons to come, God, he still remains the same. Through it all, right? Through it all, you still learning to trust in him. It's a daily process, right? Because it's going to be some things that's going to come up upon us that's going to maybe shake and wither your faith. And so having that prayer of gratitude, and I'm going to challenge you to get a pen and paper, and maybe you have some paper lying around. Maybe you have a notebook writing, you know, where you can write some things down and begin to write gratitude, things that you're grateful for. And in those times when you feel that anxiety, doubt, trouble, that, you know, God is not here with you in any type of way, begin to scribe those things of gratefulness that you're grateful for. Trust me, it'll help lift your mood. And so I just want to leave you with that. And, you know, I want to thank you, you know, for just coming with me along this journey. And so hopefully in the midst of your week, your year, your journey, that you'll apply some of these things. Listen, you can follow me over on Facebook. I'm on Facebook over at Nurture by Natasha VIP page, as well as on Instagram as well at Nurture by Natasha. You know, please share what your takeaways are. I would love to hear how you have applied this to your life. And if, you know, it's something that you can use these tools on a day-to-day basis, right? Having gratitude and prayer and gratitude and your faith and all of that, it's important. It's important to definitely to do so. Better days are definitely ahead. Just keeping the faith and knowing that and staying prayed up. And sometimes even in your situation, you have to have that discernment to get out of a situation if you're not in a healthy relationship. And rather it's with a spouse, whether it's with your children, whether whomever it may be. If it's unhealthy, sometimes we have to take a step back, and it's absolutely fine, right? Because we have to protect our sanity and our, you know, inner well-being as well. And so self-care is not selfish. So definitely remember that. And so, dear Heavenly Father, I just ask you, Lord God, to just touch everyone under the sound of my voice on today, Lord God. Lord, you keep them in perfect peace, Lord God. You let them know that you can have that telepathy prayer at any time that they want to have with you. If they want to commune with you, Lord God, they can be in the middle of traffic, Lord God. They can be in the middle of a restaurant, Lord God. Wherever they may be, Lord God, allow them to know that you are still there and you are still present, even sometimes when they may doubt you, Lord God. Lord, I just ask you, Lord God, to just cover everyone here at the Nurture by Natasha channel that definitely tunes in, Lord God, each and every month. Lord, we ask you, Lord God, for those behind the scenes that make it possible so that we can reach all of your people, Lord God, and so that they can hear the sound of my voice. But, Lord God, for them to really know that you are able, Lord God, that I'm just a vessel that's here, that's pouring out, Lord God. And I ask you to touch every child, Lord God, touch every child and let them know, Lord God, that they can pray to. Lord, I just ask you, Lord God, to just go by the bedsides, Lord, of those that are not feeling their best, Lord God, those that need some healing of their vessels, Lord God. Lord, touch their families in a mighty way, Lord God. Give them peace, Lord God, that passes all understanding, Lord God. And Lord, just have them, Lord God, to just keep their mind stayed on you, Lord God, to know that you have the final say in whatever it is that we endure in this life here, Lord God, and our life beyond, far from here, Lord God. And these things I ask in your name, Jesus, amen. And so I want to thank you so much for taking the time to tune in. Have a wonderful, wonderful week. And definitely take some time to put the mask on you. It's super important to put the mask on you in self-care. It is super important. And so have a great, amazing day, everyone.
by yourself, but don't cry, 'cause better days are coming. Oh.
Better days.
I see it.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.